Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
The people who get into this, where they are out there with the signs, I mean, and again, if you think she should be free and that she's innocent, that's one thing. It's going this extra crazy mile of harassing people, and you know, basically going bankrupt. We've heard some people they've come from other countries. Their businesses are failing, but they're there because they think they're doing the right thing. They think they're being some sort of justice warrior for Karen Reed, despite reality being right there going, look at this. Is this really what you want to get behind? Is that just cognitive dissonance where they just don't see it? Are they themselves narcissists? Are they, do they possess a lot of narcissistic traits that allows them to have blinders on and only see a specific narrative? And what type of people are we talking about here that are able to be hijacked and their lives thrown to this cause?
Yeah, I wouldn't say at all that they're narcissists or pathological in any way, but I think it shows a lack of critical thinking and the ability to get out of this conspiracy kind of narrative that, again, I say people like it. So it feeds this dopamine, you know, kind of hit that we're fighting, we're crusading, we're doing the right thing. And they're just not able to look at all sides and analyze carefully because it feels good, feels good. And that's so often what you see in political rallies where people come up with their slogan, their candidate, and it feels really good and empowering to them. And so, and sometimes people get crazy with it. You know, they take it to a violent extreme and we see lots of that. So there's just a lot of problems, I think, in the human brain with our ability to think critically and not think with our emotions. You know, emotions are important, but when they're the driving force behind how we're interpreting reality, it can lead us astray.
Sure. Are people like this, I know you said not able to analyze, and I understand that we're like, some people just like, some people have no empathy and they're not able to feel empathy for others. So if they're going to try it, they're mimicking some sort of behavior. Are we talking that sort of not able to analyze, or just they're choosing not to analyze because that feel good behavior, either it just feels so good and I don't feel like going down this road, or it feels so good and I can't literally see the forest in front of the trees.
Probably both. I think there are some people that they're so emotionally driven, it feels good. And so they choose their story. You know, they choose their side just because now we have camaraderie, we're a group, we're doing the right thing, we're the whistleblowers, you know, we're going to take down this corrupt system, mm-hmm. whatever they see themselves doing. And so it's just, it's driven by their need to feel important. And unfortunately, this stuff is really common with all people.
Yeah.
You know?
Does it speak to a relation where people relate to Karen in terms of, if we talk about the voicemails, the angry tirade that she went on in Aruba on him for a family friend that he was talking to? This preoccupation that this person is cheating on you or having sex with mm-hmm. someone else. And the rage that comes with it. Are a lot of these followers necessarily relating to the sex part of it, but just she's very loud and she says what she wants. I mean, some people could take it that way, while others yeah. take it like this is unhinged and this is unhealthy behavior. Is it because right. they in their own lives exhibit very unhinged, unhealthy behavior, and then seeing someone else do this? Well, that then kind of justifies it. It makes them not so alone in their own world.
That sure could be. It sure could be that they identify with her in various ways. But probably when you listened to those voicemails and heard about the, you know, the Aruba incident and all of that, that's a red flag. Mm-hmm. This person has problems.
Yeah.
And why other people either choose not to see that or filter it out and just don't pay any attention to it. Or, as you say, identify with it mm-hmm. is possible.
I want to ask you this. What is this I don't know if it's common in all of these situations. If we're talking about a female or a male, I guess my experience has been with female borderlines and narcissists. I feel like I can relate to John O'Keefe, not in the part that he's dead, but having been in long-term relationships yeah. with people with these disorders, this preoccupation with sex, that the partner is cheating on them. I don't know if it goes reverse mm-hmm. where men feel that about women. I'm sure it probably does in some cases.
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm.
Then, but I had it with this preoccupation being myself being accused of in the rageful ways that, that John O'Keefe got in those voicemails, just completely mm-hmm. baseless, like mm-hmm. based on nothing other than extreme. It seems like insecurity, but is yeah. it that? Where is that? Where does that come from? And why does it so often with borderlines and narcissists go to you're cheating on me when there's like, mm-hmm. it's not even part of the conversation. It's not even mm-hmm. part of anything else. It's just suddenly this must be what's happening. And I believe that's the narrative. And I'm never going to get off of this idea, no matter how much proof is presented in front of me that this idea is impossible, but mm-hmm. I'm still going to go there.
It's complicated, and I think often it does speak of the person's insecurity and their sense that being, I think particularly for women, being seen as attractive and sexually appealing is their way of getting power in life, and it's very, very important to them to feel like their partner is completely 100% focused on them. And so there's always this fear. What if they start focusing on someone else? What if they're sexually involved with someone else? That means that I have zero worth. And so that's one aspect of it that's troubling. Another aspect of it is projection, that they actually are considering, a relationship or the desire for one, at least with another person. So they assume that their partner is thinking the same way.
And so that
could be both.
That's an interesting one. That would be deflection, right?
I'd say projection.
Projection, yeah. Okay, of their own.
They're taking what's going on in their mind and saying, well, I think you're doing this.
And does that mean that they are actively doing this? I mean, in the Karen Reed case, we can see there's evidence that when she's leaving these angry voicemails accusing John of cheating on her, she's actively trying to solicit one of his exactly. friends to come sleep with her.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, because I think that's it's attention getting. It's how she feels loved. It's having that somebody who's pursuing her sexually feels good. Mm-hmm. But then, yes, the projection comes in. Well, because I'm thinking that way. She may not be acting on it, but if she's thinking about it, she's assuming that that's what he's doing.
we've only obviously seen a sliver of their relationship, what has come out in relation to this trial. And so we've seen some of her voicemails or listened to some of her voicemails, 50 calls in total that night. I believe 8 voicemails left back to back for the most part, or in somewhat sequential order. And with a lot of hate in there. You're a loser. I hate you. I'm here with your effing niece and nephew, or your effing kids. Those were some of the key ones in there. Mm-hmm. And the kids one stood out to me because even in interviews, when you watch her talk about the kids, she's never like, he's such a wonderful person for taking these kids in. You know, he's a, whatever you want to say. You would probably say something positive. It immediately, in every interview I've seen anyway, it's not about John's goodness as a human being. It's how do the kids affect her? And and it's never very like, well, it wasn't an ideal situation. I don't know exactly. I don't have the exact quotes in front of me, but I'm paraphrasing. It was something to that effect. Well, it's not an ideal situation, but you know, John has the kids, and you know, it was an underlying annoyance, you could tell, or at least that's my take on it. What is that? I mean, especially when you're talking about kids and you're the girlfriend, or even if you're the wife and he has kids from a previous relationship, or in this case, his deceased brother and sister's kids, because they died. And he's taking care of them, took them in to love them and help them stay within the family and raise them the way that his brother and sister-in-law would want him to have that done. That rage that someone has towards that sort of a thing, it just seems like that would know no end if you're willing to go down that road as the partner complaining about that sort of thing.
Yeah, it in at least in the interviews we've seen, we don't see empathy. We don't see grief. We don't see, you know, that she's really concerned about how the kids are doing now. Mm-hmm. And all those things we think if someone we loved died, I mean, there would be a different emotional tone to it. Rather than watching her leaving court, I believe it was yesterday, in just some news footage, and the smiling, the laughing, the confidence, the, you know, I know that she said in the documentary, well, everybody's analyzing my expressions and what I'm doing. Well, yeah, you know, everybody is.
Yeah.
But you don't look at her and see a grieving woman at this point. You know, you see somebody who's like, leading the team, and we're going to beat this. And she's grinning at the time. I mean, I try to put myself in that position. I don't think I would be looking like, you know, this is a sporting event and we're having a party here.
Yeah, that's what's been disturbing. And it's funny because, you know, the argument that I've seen her make and her team make is Karen can't win. If she's sad, she can't win. If she's happy, she can't win. Yeah. And I agree with that to a certain extent. But this just seems like Karen's being Karen. Like, this doesn't seem like she's like trying to put on a super happy show just so people don't look at her while she's being sad. And I'm not saying she has to go act super grieving. I mean, it's been quite a while by this point, you know, so I think you may have a lot of that out of you. But the circus like nature of it. And
it's bizarre. I had a husband die in 2004 and I can talk about that very easily and openly, but I never smile when I'm talking about it. It's not a happy subject. It's something that stays with you forever when you lose a partner by death. And I don't know that I've ever seen anybody that is grinning about this and saying, well, you know, it was a long time, so I'm over it now. And it's like, it doesn't play well.
I thought it was interesting how she, in the voicemails, if she didn't know that he was dead, but she also did say he didn't look mortally wounded on the Dateline, where I thought that was an interesting comment, because it kind of, I thought, Freudianly slipped in there when she was talking theoretically and then stating out a flat observation and then going back to theoretically talking. She in those voicemails had said, you know, your kids are home alone. I'm leaving. I'm going back. Your kids are home alone. Almost to guilt him to go back home. It seemed rather bizarre to go down that road, considering she's an adult And if you know that there's these kids that are there alone and he's not back, there was no worry for his safety. There was no, I hope you're okay. I don't know what's going on, John. I'm going to hang out here with your kids until I mm-hmm. hear back from you, because that mm-hmm. would be the right thing to do. Right. It was still all about her. She was tired. Yeah. She was feeling sick. So she had to go abandon children, even though mm-hmm. she never really did. She did not leave right. the kids, but she threw it out there like she did. And that mm-hmm. seemed rather manipulative.
Very manipulative.
On that moment in time to like almost like question his ability as a parent.
Yeah. 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 And you know, how much of that was being intoxicated, mm-hmm. how much of that is just her style. And a lot of it may be both, you know, mm-hmm. but it's disturbing. And again, where's the empathy and the concern? I mean, obviously I think it shows that she did not know he was dead.
Yeah.
You know, because you wouldn't be spilling all this stuff, directing it at someone that you think is going to listen to this mm-hmm. if you kill them. I mean, you could say a really sophisticated murderer might leave a voicemail.
Sure.
Like, you know, hey, honey, whatever, thinking, well, this will fool everybody. Mm-hmm. But you don't make 53 raging calls if you know the person is, oh, well, I hit him with my car and he's dead now.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.